Later this year, a pilot project will begin in the Bakken to use raw natural gas for enhanced oil recovery.
It was a combination of a realization that we had an opportunity here that's been utilized elsewhere in conventional oil reservoirs, and the realization that this might be a low-cost opportunity to actually try and enhance the oil production out of existing wells.
Mark Pearson is the president and CEO of Denver-based Liberty Resources. Liberty is partnering with the Energy and Environmental Research Center on that pilot project. Pearson says this technique is used in Alaska, but only on conventional wells.
So this is kind of a little different twist to go use it on an unconventional property.
Pearson says EERC has had successful in-lab trials. He says he's hoping this technique will increase the recoverable oil from the horizontal wells by 30% to 50%. Pearson says there's a lot of oil in the Bakken and Three Forks formations.
4 or 5 years ago, I remember an email chain going around saying that there's more oil in the Bakken than reserves in the whole of Saudi Arabia. And that's actually true. A lot of people say, oh, that must be wrong. But, of course, we're talking about oil in place in the Bakken as opposed to proven reserves in Saudi that will flow out of the ground. Well, right now, we're perhaps somewhere between 7 and 10% potential technical recovery in the Bakken. This has the potential to make it 20, 30%.
Meanwhile, North Dakota's Mineral Resources Director says he's excited about a pilot project to use raw natural gas.
You know, this has the potential to be a win-win-win.
Lynn Helms says one point is it could relieve pressure on natural gas infrastructure.
It'll be utilized in the field. It won't end up in a gathering pipeline or a processing plant, so it relieves some of that pressure.
Helms says it could also mean a substantial increase in oil recovery from those same wells.
Maybe 30 to 70%.
And natural gas liquids will be stored underground, temporarily.
To be produced and monetized later when we have the infrastructure to really deal with that.
And Helms says that will help with the challenge to reduce natural gas flaring. For Prairie Public, I'm Dave Thompson.